For NPR Illinois, I'm Mary Hansen. Alaysia Davis, with her fist raised, leads a line of marchers down Capitol Avenue in Springfield. At 15, Davis is the youngest of one group of organizers who put together the protests here. She tells me later they weren't sure if anyone would even show up.
After we got done marching and then I turned around and see more people coming, it brought a smile on my face because a lot of people are supporting us through this movement.
She and her two friends organized the event after seeing videos of George Floyd's death. He died after a Minneapolis police officer held his knee on Floyd's neck. Davis says she usually avoids similar videos because they're painful to watch.
That could have been my father. That could have been my brother. That could have been my uncle. And that's what broke my heart, because we don't know what's going to come after.
All the weekend before the protest, Davis and her friends got city permits, advertised on social media, made signs, and gathered snacks and drinks for supporters. From the beginning, she says, they emphasized that they wanted it to be a peaceful event.
Because at the end of the day, being violent isn't going to help anything. It's just going to tarnish his name, and it's going to take the media away from George Floyd and towards the looting and the stealing and stuff like that.
While the event was peaceful, protesters like 18-year-old Kenya Pongole expressed anger, pain, and fear.
I can't breathe. 4 years later, and another black man has lost his lives to the hands of racist America. I still can't breathe. I hate to face the reality that this will not be the last time. I can't breathe again.
Across the street, Erica Austin gathers with members of Springfield's black fraternities and sororities, where they're passing out bottles of water. Austin, a community activist, says this moment is significant.
Our youth has finally said, hey, I've had enough. I'm tired of seeing people who are my age fall to the hands of violence. I'm tired of being looked, like a stepchild when it comes to my counterparts, and I just want to be heard.
Austin also drove in a Black Lives Matter car processional in Springfield with thousands of others. Many of the attendees were older, with children in tow. Sunshine Clemens is founder of Black Lives Matter Springfield and organized the procession in part to ensure people could follow social distancing guidelines and avoid spreading the new coronavirus. Still, she says, watching the teenagers lead the marches downtown filled her with pride.
I think that gave multiple generations some hope that, you know, maybe the next people coming up under us, you know, can be the real change that we, you know, have been working for and have not really seen.
She says their leadership is needed, as people who have been fighting racism and racial injustice for decades are tired.
Black people, we're burnt out. And I think that event that those young people had motivated so many of us, partially because they were so young.
Nikeela Henderson, one of the teenage organizers, agrees. She says her work is rooted in what she learned from her dad.
Go to school, you come home, and you learn about Rosa Parks. It was come home, you learn about these laws. You gonna know these laws. Because by the time you 13, 14, you about to be doing something amazing, and look what I'm doing.
Henderson and Davis, both Lanphier High School students, and a handful of other teens are building an organization and starting to think long-term. Henderson says they want to work with other teenagers and younger kids, too. Her message for them?
Come out, speak out, don't be silent. Don't let nobody shut you up and speak about what you believe in.
The organizers say they're looking forward to a packed summer. They're planning more demonstrations and collaborating with the group that puts on Springfield's Juneteenth celebration. I'm Mary Hansen.